January 24, 1938. How our Lord left for heaven, remaining on earth in the tabernacles, to accomplish the kingdom of the divine will. One who lives in the divine will can say with Jesus, I leave and I stay. My flight in the divine volition continues. While I was visiting Jesus in the sacrament, I wanted to embrace all the tabernacles and each sacramental host in order to live together with my prisoner Jesus. And I was thinking to myself, what a sacrifice! What a long imprisonment, not of days, but of centuries. Poor Jesus! Could he at least be repaid for this? And my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, all immersed in his flames of love, said to me, my good daughter, my first prison was love. It imprisoned me so much that I did not even have the freedom to breathe, to palpitate or to work if these two were not imprisoned in my love. Therefore, my love imprisoned me inside the tabernacle, but with reason and with highest divine wisdom. Now, you must know that the chains of my love made me depart from heaven during my incarnation. I left to descend upon earth in search of my children and my brothers and sisters, in order to form for them, with my love, so many prisons of love as to make it impossible for them to leave. But while I left, I also remained in heaven, since my love being my prison bound me within the celestial regions. Now, having completed my office down here, I left for heaven, remaining imprisoned inside each sacramental host. Do you know why? Because my love, being my sweet imprisonment, told me, the purpose for which ye descended from heaven to earth is not accomplished. Where is the kingdom of our will? It does not exist, neither is it known. So, remain there as a prisoner in each sacramental host. In this way, there will not be only one Jesus, as in your humanity, but a Jesus for each sacramental host that will exist. In a fury of love, your many lives will make a way to the divinity, as well as in each heart that will receive you. These lives will have a little word to say to make our will known, because when they descend into each heart, they will not be mute, but speaking, and you will speak about our fiat in the secret of their hearts. You will be the bearer of our kingdom. I recognized the demands of my love as just, so I remained willingly on earth in order to form the kingdom of my will into the complete fulfillment of the work. You see, by departing for heaven while remaining on earth, my life, spread in many sacramental hosts, will not be useless down here. I will certainly form the kingdom of my will. I would have never stayed if I knew I wasn't going to obtain the intent. More so, since this is for me a sacrifice greater than my very mortal life. How many secret tears, how many bitter sighs in the midst of many devouring flames of love. I would like to devour all souls inside my love to make those who are going to live in my divine volition rise again to new life. This kingdom will come from the center of my love. It will burn the evils of the earth, relying upon itself and arming its omnipotence. So, victory after victory, it will win our reign in the midst of the creatures, to give it to them. But I was not satisfied to remain prisoner by myself. My love, flaring up even more, made me choose you to make you prisoner with chains so strong as to be impossible for you to escape me. This, as an outpouring of my love and for company in my imprisonment. To be able to talk to you extensively about my will, its anxiety, its sighs for desire to reign, and also as a pretext of my love to be able to say before the Supreme Majesty, a creature of the human race is already our prisoner. We speak with her about our will, to make it known, and extending its kingdom. This prisoner is like a deposit for the whole human family, so that we will have our kingdom by right. I can say that each of my sacramental lives is also like a deposit that I give you, sufficient to secure my kingdom for my children. But to these many deposits, my love wanted to add the deposit of a simple creature who carries the marks of my imprisonment, so as to strengthen the bonds between creature and creator, and therefore accomplish and complete the kingdom of our will in the midst of the creatures. My prayers from each tabernacle are incessant, so that the creatures may know my will and may let it reign. And all I suffer tears and sighs I send to heaven in order to move the divinity to concede a grace so great. I send it to every heart, to move them to compassion for my tears and sufferings, to make them surrender to receive such a great good. Jesus remained silent. I was thinking to myself, by making himself a prisoner, my dear Jesus did an act of heroism so great, only a God could do it. But while he is prisoner, he is also free. More so, since he is free in heaven, where he enjoys the fullness of his freedom. Not only this, but even on earth, how many times does he not come to me without his sacramental veils? But having imprisoned my poor existence, he's really done it this time. He knows in what a narrow prison he has put me, and how hard my chains are. And I cannot be like him, who, while being a prisoner, is also free. My prison is continuous. But as I was thinking this, he continued saying, "My daughter, poor daughter of mine, you were given my own destiny. When my love wants to do good, it does not hold anything back, neither sacrifices nor pains. It almost seems as if it doesn't want to hear about anything else. Its whole purpose is to make the good it wants arise. So, certainly I had to do this. This was not about any random good, but about a kingdom of divine will to be established on earth. This good will be so great that no other good can be compared to it. All other goods will be like many little drops before the sea, like little sparks before the sun. Therefore, don't be surprised if I have really done it this time, as you say. Your continuous imprisonment was necessary to my love, to keep me company and to let me speak about the knowledge of my will, which is so important to me, and which I felt the need to make known. You must know that as I speak to you about it, my love repays you and frees you from the shackles of your human will, setting you free in the fields and dominions of the kingdom of my will. All the knowledge is directed to this, to unchain the creature from her will, from her passions and from her miseries. Therefore, thank me for what I have made of you. My love will know how to repay you, and will take into account every single breath of yours, and every instant of your imprisonment." After this, I continued to think about the prodigies of the divine volition, and my beloved Jesus added, "Daughter of my will, as your Jesus said, in descending from heaven to earth, I leave and I stay. When he ascended into heaven he said, I stay and I leave. My word repeats upon descending as sacrament in the creatures, I leave and I remain in the tabernacles. In the same way, the creature who lives in my will can repeat my word in all her acts. As soon as she begins her act, her Jesus is formed in that act. My life has the virtue of multiplying itself to infinity as many times as I want. Therefore, in all truth, she can say, I leave and I stay. I leave for heaven to be edified, to reach my home and to make known to everyone my dear Jesus, whom I enclosed in my act so that all may enjoy him and love him. I stay on earth, as my life, support and defense for all my brothers and sisters. How beautiful one act in my will!